From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. Thousands of Medicaid enrollees in Arkansas didn't meet a deadline to report whether they fulfill new work requirements the state is implementing. Dr. Joe Thompson, who served as chief health officer and surgeon general to Governors Huckabee and Beebe, says the new requirements will serve as a test of what should be expected of those receiving public assistance and what will truly improve their situation. KUAR's Karen Trico Stewart spoke with Thompson, and here is their conversation.
So the estimate is that more than 8,000 Arkansas Works enrollees are now out of compliance because they have not logged into the state website as required to report their work activities or show why they are exempt. What are your thoughts on that?
So this is the initiation of a major new program under federal authority to test whether work requirements help individuals, you know, increase their upward social mobility. And we know that income is associated with health. As with any major program like this, getting education out, getting understanding accomplished, and helping people operationally manage the new requirements is always going to be a challenge.
And so where do we go from here? More education?
So I think the department, as well as the health insurance plans, the qualified health plans within which these individuals are receiving care, are trying to reach out to those that are subject to and have not yet signed up for the work requirement. I know there are a number of advocacy and faith-based organizations that are similarly trying to help people do what is necessary to maintain their coverage. This obviously is the first month. Arkansas implemented the 1st of June, so this is the first month of the new requirement, and an individual has to fail to document their either work or community service three times before they're placed at risk. So, you know, I think this is an important date for folks to avoid the first strike, but unfortunately it sounds like we're going to have, you know, several thousand folks potentially not meet the first month's requirement and go into a little more jeopardy needing to make sure that they meet work requirement documentation in the future.
The governor told me yesterday that it's expected that the number of Arkansas Works recipients will drop because some perhaps weren't qualified in the first place or their situation has changed. What do you think about that?
There's no question that you know, our lower income population have many, many challenges and many, many transitions in their experience. We did a study when Governor Hutchinson first came into office looking at individuals who signed up and on the date of their application said they had zero income. We looked in the year before and the year after at their work history, and two-thirds had had work at some point in time. So it's a very fluctuating population. In that, I think you do have people that come on and come off the Medicaid rolls. I think the open question is this going to help people engage in the work environment and not need Medicaid in the same levels that people have in the past?
And so overall, you are supportive of the work requirement. Is that true?
I think this is a political necessity. I say that because as we expanded Medicaid up to, you know, about $35,000 a year, the median household income in Arkansas is $42,000 a year. So we expanded a public support program up into the middle income part of the state's population. We're a relatively poor state. We have many families for whom they are not eligible for the Medicaid expansion, but they see their neighbors being eligible. So I think we have an open philosophical question of what should be expected of individuals that are receiving public assistance. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily supportive, but I think the environment requires a consideration, and the state is doing its best to explore and to try this. We need to make sure we have a full evaluation to make sure that you know, the primary goal of the Medicaid program to help individuals that have health care be able to have a funding source for those is maintained, with a secondary question of whether the work requirement improves people's social circumstance.
That was Dr. Joe Thompson, former Surgeon General for Arkansas.